That's when we lose quorum.
Yeah, I think we're good. All right, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Pat.
Allen.
Here.
Biskner.
Here.
Elwanger. Kozlowski. Needhammer.
Here.
Place.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
St. Dennis.
All right. Yeah, both. Commissioners Elwanger, St. Dennis, and Joe. All requested to be excused. Yeah.
I'll make a motion to excuse. I'll second.
Got a motion and a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. Move on to consent agenda. Approval of minutes for February 18th.
Okay, before we walk.
Yes.
I just want to, for the record, I need to step out quietly at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
For another engagement, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
So try and get through these quickly.
Thank you, sir.
One member.
If, yeah, with Jeff leaving at 6, we would not have a quorum. So we will get on to it.
Thank you. Just a.
We're on the consent agenda.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a motion and a second to approve the minutes.
I will move to approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
Support. Second. I've got a motion and a second. All those in favor? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right, let's move on to 4. Hearing of citizens present for non-agenda items. Awesome. And we would like to use this lectern to try and speed things up. So
sure.
People.
Good evening. Leslie Pritchard. That's L-E-S-L-E-Y.
Got it.
Or I'm sorry?
Address. Your address?
Post office box 10.
No. Oh, come on.
While we live. Regarding the non-agenda comments from the previous meeting, it's not completely that I did have a question about the minutes that were approved.
Okay.
I didn't receive an answer regarding what was an error about a second reading of the height.
And this was a question about a second reading with the city commission?
Planning before the commission. It was in your minutes, and it said that, I believe, and I'm sorry, I didn't.
I understand.
I didn't bring mine, but your minutes said February 18th, 19th, 2018, that there would be a second reading, I believe, and you approved those minutes, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
I didn't get an answer back on whether there was supposed to be another reading before it went to the commission. Was that the massive typo or what? But those were.
Scott, would you be able to get an answer for Leslie this week? Thank you. We'll have that handled.
Thank you, because I didn't know if there was any recourse regarding that height restriction.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you, Leslie.
Are there any other citizens for non-agenda items? All right. Let's move on to 5. Reports of officers, boards, and standing committees.
The Housing Solutions meeting committee is going to be having a meeting on the 20th.
Okay.
There will be a presentation by Sarah Lucas on housing needs in the region. So I encourage everyone to attend that.
What time again, Scott?
1 o'clock.
All right, let's move on to 6. Unfinished business development plan review for 216 at North Lake.
As you may recall, the planning commission began reviewing the site plan for 216 North Lake Street, began working through the checklist for the transitional commercial district development requirements, and got through it until the parking requirement.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, a motion was made to approve a 20% consent reduction. That motion was defeated, and then another motion was made to waive parking requirements, the 10 spaces that were in excess or not there. That motion failed for lack of a second. At that point, then a motion was made to postpone the decision on the site plan, giving the opportunity to present new site plans.
Okay.
Since then, two additional site plans have been submitted.
Okay.
A site plan showing a one-story structure with a 21-space parking lot, and we have those site plans and elevations. And they also resubmitted these three-story option with the parking, with the added dumpster and the parking of 21 spaces, and are suggesting or requesting a reconsideration of that plan as well.
Okay.
They would like to see both plans, decision on both plans,
okay,
and then give them the option of which one they would like to pursue. I think they're still thinking about their best options in that regard, but they would like to have the option available to pursue either one.
Okay.
As there was a lot of discussion about parking, I did some additional review of various other ordinances. I looked at our parking requirements for a dentist's office specifically. I've always thought the 7 spaces per 1,000 square feet was kind of an odd number. I've never seen something like that. It's usually 1 space for 300, 1 space for 350.
Can you pull that up?
Oh.
Sure.
Sorry.
No, not a problem.
So I did some research on other municipalities in northern Michigan, and 10 other cities in northern Michigan, and compared their ordinances in regard to what the Boise City required. Our ordinance would require 16 spaces solely for that dentist's office as proposed. I looked at East Jordan, El Paso, Charlwood, Cotton, Gaylor, Sheboygan, Traverse City, Rogers City, Alpena, and Grayling. And pretty much across the board, they're about half of what we're requiring. And the other kind of interesting thing here, really no two municipalities do this the same way.
Yes.
They all come to this conclusion with various formulas or ways. So that's interesting. And the other interesting thing is, you know, there's no right way to figure out what the parking is, but based on that, it looks like Boise City is way out of the norm for when we're considering this. And we're looking at, you know, twice as much for a dentist's office in this city as opposed to all these other municipalities. So given that new information, I think the planning could reconsider, you know, what would be a good amount of parking for this particular use.
Okay.
And then reconsider that. So, given the limited time we have, I'm not sure how you want to approach this.
Yes. If it's all right with you guys, I would like for them to present the first story plan to go through. That is the one that has the least issues with.
Well, there's really no discretionary decisions that would be necessary as part of this approval. They meet all the ordinance standards.
Okay.
There may be a couple architectural details that need to be remedied on this part of the plan.
Okay. Yes,
Gary. Since last time, it seems like the only significant issue was parking.
Well, there was also blazing, and there was a couple of other things which were going to be solved.
But. Yeah, those are relatively insignificant compared to the parking.
Right.
And a spreadsheet would be kind of handy, but that's what I was doing this afternoon, is trying to work out a spreadsheet to show kind of the dynamic uses of this parking that could be available on site, the way it's designed. And it seems like, I'd like to know for sure, but I think there's 21 spots. And if 8 of those carports are allocated, as was talked about before, one per resident, and then one for the dentist and one for the commercial space, that would leave 13 other spaces allocable for these various uses. And if the dentist, if we required 7 spots for the dentist's office, which is Maybe it's a low range of the survey, but we're not a great big town either. But if we require seven for the dentist, that would leave six more. Six for the apartment residents, but during the day, are they there or not? I don't know. So.
Well, I guess I leave it up to the chair on how they want to pursue this.
Well, we were hoping to do the one story because our client really prefers the one story.
Okay.
The three story is just, you know, in case there's some issues that may happen down the road or something, just so we have that as an option. But really, the first story is what really our client is pursuing at this
time. Okay. So, do you all agree?
Yes. If we have limited
time. Were you going to get commercial with it from the start? I can't
remember. There's still commercials.
Still commercial.
No. It's just dental office. One-story dental office. That's it.
All right. We're going to present, and then I'll open it to the public to make comment. Please keep your comments to 5 minutes apiece. We've got to try and get through this. I want to make sure everyone's heard and everyone gets a response, but we need to get through this. Thank you.
Well, the dental office by itself, like Scott stated earlier, we're feeling that there's really only need of 8 parking spots. So we are over parked.
Ooh, I can't read this.
I can look at mine with this.
I thought I'd be able to see yours better.
Oh, there it is. So right now we're at, I think we have 21 parking spots. And we're not doing any of the, we're not doing any carports, we're not doing anything like that, just straight up parking. And you can see here, you know, we've got green area where we didn't have before. We do have storm, we were tied into the city storm. So really the additional parking that we would have based on this is 13 parking spots to spare. And also, well, there are 4 spots across Lake Street that, well, Robert's Restaurant's been using for years and years and years. So if you add that to it, there's really 25 parking spots available. Scott made a good point about, I think we have to have an entrance onto a major street. And I talked to Nate today. This vestibule that just went away. There's supposed to be a doorway on either side of this vestibule. So, and then we'll have sidewalk that comes out this way. So that'll meet that requirement for the city. And as far as windows on the north side, we're okay with putting false windows in there, you know, meet the window requirements. But I think those were the only two issues that came out of the checklist. I believe, you know, we're not moving the sanitary sewer any longer. We could push the building back. You know, before in the other plan, we were looking at putting in 6 inches from the property line, but that was to try to get an elevator in and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, we don't need an elevator anymore. So it's a pretty simple plan now. There's a lot of green on both sides. We don't have any commercial. This is just all dental office. So I don't know if there's any questions about it. We did add a dumpster over here. I think there was some talk about things, but we like this approach to be able to come out the alley and not bring a garbage truck through the parking lot and destroy the parking lot. The alley, we believe, does have other opportunities for garbage truck to pick up at other locations, so this works out rather well. And then we'll have a dumpster enclosure for this that meets your requirements, so it'll be really the situation there. That was another issue that we didn't have solved at last meeting. Other than that, I think we do meet the landscape requirements. I think lighting and that kind of thing will be discussed later. We can hopefully get that approved administratively if that's an issue. Because I don't think they have any grand plans for lighting, but they'll meet your requirements, I'm sure. So.
All right. We're open this to the public. Yes.
PDF. My name is Michael Kane. I'm the Boyne City City Manager. I want to take a few moments and kind of back up and say, how did we get here in the first place? There's a lot of questions that have came up with this at previous meetings. And I think it's important that we kind of back up and, again, remind ourselves how we got here.
Mike, can I interrupt you for just a second?
Sure.
Is this a conversation about the first story and proposal, or is this
about... It's about both of them.
It's about both of them?
Yes. So again, as it starts out, it's with regards to the address of 216 North Lake Street, which I think is the correct address for the Old Roberts restaurant. There have been questions as to why this topic came up with regards to multi-story buildings. And there's a lot of documentation and history with regards to it. If you bear with me for a couple minutes, I'll try and shed some of this with you. Because it's been discussed that this has been suggested to the applicant and the successful business owner with regards to suggestions that were made by both the Planning Commission and the Main Street Design Committee. And those are correct statements. Those were recommendations, as we do with any applicant, to suggest that they looked at all their alternatives. But why did the Planning Commission and or the Main Street Design Committee look at and do this? Because they were consistent with our 2006 and 2016, 2006 waterfront master plan and our 2016 going on water plans. I've included in those packets I presented to you excerpts, pages 3 through 8 for the waterfront master plan and 9-12. It's got to be flipped ahead a couple pages until you get the first map. Portion of the waterfront master plan. And I'm sorry that this is crooked for you, but again, what it shows on basically the east side of North Lake Street is mixed use developments. This is both consistent in both of these plans that had lots of public input and public meeting, and again, they're basically promoting from the river to Vogel Street mixed-use developments. This expands our walkable community, creates more commercial and residential space while minimizing the impacts on Lake Charlevoix views. It creates density in the community where it's supposed to be. It's a better use of available land, avoids sprawl, builds up, not out, creates additional tax revenues for all taxing jurisdictions like the city and the schools. And creates additional view opportunities for an upper floor units across from public parks. This last year, we conducted a parking study that was done at our request to begin planning for possible future developments. We knew that properties such as the Roberts site were on the market. This study was conducted just this last year throughout the summer. Can you go to the cover on that one, please, Scott? You'll see it. On page 13, that's on page 13 through 17 of the packets I presented to the Planning Commission. Again, this one sought out public discussion. Many discussions were held with businesses and local officials, and we had public meetings to gather more public input. The findings that we have show that we have an excess of public parking, but we need to manage it better. It shows specifically that we have a surplus in the study area, which includes the site, of 765 parking spaces and 302 parking spaces in the downtown core area. And that's shown on page 25, which would be on page 16, with the highlighted sections there. This encourages the use of shared parking, where we have it not just to build more parking. During that last Planning Commission meeting when the site was being discussed, the Boyne Medical Center expressed concerns with regards to additional parking needs. In discussion with Boyne Area Medical staff, it's been confirmed to me that the vast majority of this demand is created by increased activity at their facilities, that there is either minimal or no outside parking issue, at least not one that we're aware of or the one that was brought to my attention. As an in-house study, we provided them a concept, and that would be on page, I think it's like 3 pages ahead, Scott. Okay, this is the existing Boyne Area Medical Center, and then we did an in-house configuration that basically showed a way for them to create an additional 20 spaces to deal with their parking needs. Their parking needs are created by additional providers and activities at the facility, and that problem's caused by abutting businesses. These whole concepts were part of additional public conversations in 2015 when we updated our master plan, and as part of the 2018 goals process, and you have the city goals up there on your easel right next to you. Scott, if you go ahead another page or two, please. Okay, yeah, stop on that one. We had over 504 people that took the survey. You can see some of the top needs, affordable housing, housing vitality, split out a little bit further. And then the most essential was housing, again, with regards to it. We had, again, lots of people involved, multiple meetings, all sorts of conversation as to what the future of Boyne City was to look like. And that is how this conversation got started. Before you have today potentially two plans, we as staff think that they are both viable plans. We would like to see the Planning Commission approve both of the plans today. Staff and administration fully supports the three-story plan as presented. We believe that there is plenty of existing capacity with our parking spaces, and if there was a shown shortage in the future, we have the ability to add additional on-street parking on North Street, very similar to what there is on State Street between Park and North Lake Streets. So, again, I think it's important that we hear all the comments that we received from the public, both at the last meeting and at this. I think it's important for the Planning Commission to be cognizant and recall all the efforts that have helped get us to this position today, all the community input. And while everybody's voice is important, I think it's important that we don't just count the people that are at the meeting, but we do what our jobs are, which is to represent the entire community. If you have any questions on these materials, I'd be glad to address them. I thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Mike. Any other comment?
I just want to...
Sure.
Scott, I'm talking to 14 West Morgan Street. I think last meetings with this building kind of got mixed up, heated with the other building that's being built, so I think we were getting a lot of negativity from the community from that. So, just as a personal opinion, I think we should look at both of the developments as far as that goes, both aspects of it, and give them both a chance.
Okay. Thank you, Scott.
Am I going to go up there?
Please.
I missed the beginning.
Scott McKenzie, 847 West Division Street. I appreciate the summary that Mr. Kane just shared. I know most of you, including myself, were at most of these meetings for the last 10 years about creating the vision for where we see we would like to be in the future of Boyne City, addressing many of the needs. As an individual citizen, want to apologize to you guys for the amount of time and effort you put in. At the request of the planning board to look at the third story building, the resources that you put into that, and the way that it came out as a result at the meeting, I am embarrassed as a citizen of Boyne City in the way that you had to go back to the drawing board. I strongly encourage this board to look at and approve both options. I think Boyne has the capacity, the will, to solve problems, even if they're perceived. We can get together, we can figure out and how to address the issue of parking or the perception of parking. With all of the studies that have been done, it's very clear that we have ample parking. It's how we use it, or how our expectations of how it's to be used is more the issue. So thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Any other comments from the public? Sorry. Could you please? Leslie?
Yeah.
Right now.
I didn't see your calendar.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be.
Ward Collins, I live on 1209 Wildwood Heights Road, and I've been involved with the housing committee here in Twin City for the last several months, and if there's one thing I've become very aware of is that there's a dire shortage of housing in town, and the housing costs have skyrocketed, and that's going to necessitate multiple use buildings and multiple housing, or multiple family housing. And the multiple use building here would accommodate both the dentist office and housing, which is very needed in the property. And I think the property itself is too valuable to simply put a single-story, single-use building on it. And over the last few days, I've looked at the primary objection to the multiple-use three-story building is parking. And I've looked at the parking study that Michael King made reference to. And there's plenty of parking in the city. There's one thing we have is plenty of parking. We've got several blocks of Main Street that all rely on public parking. And I think that for this particular project, there's two things you can do. You can take public parking into consideration, and you ought to rethink the requirements of the building code here in town. Thank you.
Leslie.
Leslie Pritchard.
What's your address?
Post Office Box 10, Walnut Lake.
You said there was, so I'm sorry to be particular about
yes.
this, but the regulation requires us to ask your street address
yes.
and your city. And that's what you're required to get, your name and your street address. You don't live in a post office.
Well, park. Thank you very much. I think the state of the Secretary of State would like me to. 361 Wildwood Ridge Trail. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Thank you, Leslie.
Wayne City. I apologize. Yes, in terms of comments, many thoughts, but. I think the parking is certainly an issue. One of the things that Mr. Kane presented was that we would have shared parking, encourage shared parking, and that we have an excess here. I'm not convinced of that myself, and I simply want to go on record that if we continue to reallocate this excess that is alleged to exist to these multiple sites while you increase this density, I don't know how long that supposed excess will exist, nor will it be where they will be found. In addition, it was just, I thought I heard Mr. King say something about public parking, referring to possibly your spaces being used for the public park. I'm pretty sure I heard him say that, maybe not, but I don't think that was in your intention that your parking would be open for shared with the park. Did I mishear that? Okay.
Please, correct me? Please just address us.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right. I think in terms of representing the entire committee with all compassion on that, a survey with 504 people who participated in that survey that addressed concerns and priorities with all due respect for the time they committed, that isn't representative of our community, and the people that participated in that, you know, had great intentions, but going back much more than even the 10 years that my good friend and colleague Mr. McKenzie referred to, these plans go back far, much farther than 10 years, and the vision that was in that master plan, particularly in 2006, had quite a different view of the future of our community. Even as I said previously, that included a vision for the future and development. So as you know, I'm concerned about the height I commend Dr. Larson and the plan they came forward. I think what we've seen here is wonderful. I love that there's green space. I love that they've addressed some of the other concerns with it, that were expressed. And I trust that the design exteriors or whatever the simple conflicts or concerns will be resolved. I do want to say, though, with all due respect, I don't want to apologize for the way the meeting went last time, to be embarrassed for the comments of the people who came here. Many of them had been blindsided by this action, referring to the height. They were passionate, and no one intended any personal affront to the party presenting the plan for 216 North Lake Street. I don't think that was at all intended, and I'm sorry if it came out that way or was perceived that by some to be offensive or in some way hostile. I don't think that was it at all. I think that's it. Just shoot from the hip. Thanks.
Any more comments?
Good evening. Joel Schrock, 116 Water Street in Point City. I've been working with Parkview Family Dentistry in the acquisition of this property and the transition of their successful, thriving business to a footprint that's bigger and allows them to continue to thrive and continue to serve more members of this community. They're very excited to continue to do that. I think that there was some direction from various sources at the outset that it would be helpful to consider the possibility of residential space up above the office. I appreciate that comment, though I don't know that the proposed spaces as they originally are would necessarily fill the need that the city has, that being affordable housing. There may be some opportunity to explore that in the future, but right now, Parkview Family Dentistry simply wants a larger footprint dental office that they can move into. Unfortunately, we are a little bit behind on the calendar as far as what the groundbreaking date was. I think that was actually supposed to be before snow flew, but I would ask that the city. This commission certainly approved the plan that's before it, and if the commission saw fit to approve the other plan that will be proposed, that would be fine, although I think that in the short term, the commission shouldn't expect that the second plan would be exercised. Thank you.
Any question?
Can we ask you, what's going to happen with the old property? The old office.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I'm going to close.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Quick. Adam Grace, 1296 Marshall Road. I just want to state that Dr. Larson didn't have to come to the design committee. She did, and she's part of the community. She listened to us and didn't have to, and I just want that to be kind of on the record. I missed last week's meeting and was kind of blindsided by the results. I kind of read through some of the draft, but I guess I was shocked to see it didn't go through because of the parking issue. I thought it was all going to be this height issue. And the height issue is not really an issue because they fell within the parameters. So that was kind of shocking to me. I moved up from Indianapolis. I lived downtown Indianapolis and was super surprised during the busy months here in Boyne City how easy it was to find parking. The most I may have ever walked in my life was a block from the parking lot where I needed to be here.
So I just don't think that the parking is really going to be an issue because it's all the timing thing too. You're never going to fill all the spots really at the same time of day, I don't think, because people are going to be coming and going with schedules. So just wanted to say that. I do believe we need some more affordable housing here, but I don't think it's fair to hold investors to our mercy of that when they're buying premium property. It should be market rate for that property. That's kind of all I got.
Yes.
My name is Kim Aitman, and I live at 5078 West Emory Road in Cleveland, so I can definitely speak to the fact that I've worked here since December and have not been able, we're going to build, because there isn't attainable housing. I think affordable housing is important, but I also think attainable housing is a key here. And I would like to apologize for not speaking at the last meeting. I think there were several people that were in favor of these projects. Dr. Larson is a chamber member. I'm fairly new, and I, you know, my experience in Boyne, you know, we work together, we make things happen. She's got a thriving business. She wants to expand it. I think both plans should be considered. I also think that this is a long-term plan that we need to look at. Are we discouraging other developers from coming? If we don't at least approve this plan, whether she proceeds or not. So I just think that the commission should take those things into consideration. Thank you.
Good evening. Rose Newton at 214 State Street. So again, my name's Rose, and I've been a realtor here for my second year in Boyne City. And across the board, I've been able to hear the needs of people, both who are full-time members of the community who are passionate and want to stay here, live here, and affordably do so. I've had the opportunity to work with middle-income families who are looking for a loving home that they need to fit a certain budget with. I've also had the opportunity to work with people who are looking for something extravagant on a second home with the water views. And I wanted to speak in regards to that with this project, in that in following up with the last planning commission, I think that there's a great opportunity here with the previously stated three-story plan, and that goes hand in hand with sustainable development for communities. I think it's perfectly in line with our 2006 master plan. And I think maybe looking at some of the comments that were brought up at the last meeting with a lottery for parking or some other aspect to make this work would be in the best benefit for our entire community.
Thank you.
All
right, I'm going to close this to public comment and we're going to discuss this as a board. The single story, I believe, fits all the criteria. And, would you like, as a board, would you like us to go through the findings? Or would anyone like to make a motion at this point to accept this proposed plan?
Question, Mr. Chair. So, yeah. So the findings are already in writing from staff.
Yes.
Correct. So we could make a motion based on those findings. Just clarifying. Or do we need to go through the whole checklist?
And that was why I was asking. If you want to go through the whole checklist, because the checklist does, if everything does fit our criteria.
Take a few minutes to go through.
Go ahead. Okay. Oh, okay. It just wasn't my mailed in copy.
And again, just to follow up, if the meets all criteria, we are obligated to pass that.
Absolutely.
There was a couple items that were noted by Board Alowitz in regards to the glazing that the project had planned, and also the entryway.
So that would be accepting it with the findings and the changes that will be made approved by staff.
The false windows for the water.
The false windows and then the door that opens
facing
up.
Facing the elevator.
Yes.
I would move to pass this plan as it is with
the findings.
Yes.
And with those amendments
by
staff.
Yes.
Okay. I have a motion.
I would support that.
Motion and second. Roll call, Pat.
Ross?
Aye.
Allen?
Aye.
Bissner?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Place?
Aye. Can we move on to the second plan?
Yes.
Okay. The second plan, the three-story plan, is proposed with all the changes to that?
Yes. The changes that we need on this plan, there's less car porch because there really wasn't the need for as many as we showed before. I think we had car ports along this whole side. We did not have the dumpster at this location. We need a dumpster, and again, we're going to access it off the alley and then screen it according to your requirements. And then the only other differences are, let's see, as far as like what Scott was talking about with the parking, you know, again, I checked the local ordinances of Pilot Scott's recommendation too, and you know, between Charlevoix, Petoskey, and Emmett County, which I've worked with a lot, I checked every one of their zoning ordinances, and the highest number I could come up with is 8, and your ordinance says 16, okay? So when you run the numbers, we're only 3 parking spots shy, no, 3. And if you look across the street here, you've got 4 parking spots that Robert's Restaurant's been using for their entire existence, as far as what I understand. So we're actually 1 parking spot over all the city requirements if the city would agree that their parking equation is not good for a dental office, because it really should be 8 instead of 16. So the prior plan, we weren't smart enough to do that check, or we did not catch it. In reality, the last parking plan wasn't that far off. We had 1 more parking spot at the last plan. We took one away for the dumpster location, so that's why there's 1 less parking spot. But when you look at the overall result, we're only 3 parking spots shy, according to your ordinance, if you would agree that maybe the dental thing isn't quite right. And then again, we're not asking for much. There's 4 parking spots right across Lake Street. So we're really 1 in addition. There is nothing we need to take from the city's study or anything else if we can agree that maybe the dental office was a mistake.
If you can show that there's availability of parking, not that those spaces are used for just the dental office, there's just availability.
Walk,
right. Parking.
And the parking equation did allow for 2 parking spots for each living unit above, you know, so that was 12 parking spots up there with the 8 is 20. And then we had commercial in this location here, so I think the total is at 24. So we meet those requirements except for those 3. But everything else is pretty much the same. Again, we did play with the dumpster, but other than that, it wasn't too crazy, and then, you know, we're just using the cover where it makes sense to do cover. So if you have any questions, you'd be happy to.
To be clear, the only changes proposed are for the site, the same building elevations, and layout.
It's the same location that was presented before. The only thing difference is the dumpster in the parking equation, because we feel the parking equation was faulty.
So all the other things we talked about, like getting rid of the canopies and going with the transom.
Right, bottles, all those.
That changes. All stays from the previous meeting. Right. So we're basically back to where we left off.
Yeah. We're basically, right.
Except for talking about having some more information
about parking.
Right.
For sure. Because there was a lot of discussion, even at the last meeting, that we didn't have enough parking with 16 parking spots for the dental office, you know, because there was a lot of discussion saying, oh man, that's not enough. Well, obviously, it's over the number. It's reasonable. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to open this now to the public.
Scott. Just one thing. Oh, sorry. Scott hasn't gone. 112 this morning. I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy. I'm just trying to look out for your future. Or the parking lot, anyway. Snow removal. Snow removal. So that looks like the snow would have to be taken off that compound.
Right.
So that needs to be something to consider before going on.
Yeah, but they have to keep everything clear for other reasons as well.
All
Monica Krondike, 513 Groveland Street. I would just like to encourage you all to take a real hard look at the parking study, which I'm sure that you've all done, which I think does a fabulous job of addressing the parking needs. And just to point out to you all, too, that this was a third-party consulting firm that came in and did this parking study for us. So I think that that's a very valuable tool that you should use when considering making your decision.
Scott McKenzie again, 847 West Division Street. I believe for all of the right reasons, this is an appropriate use of this piece of real estate. I think about the tax revenue that it would be bringing into the city of Boise City. I think taking the parking into consideration and the reality of the issues, that is a non-issue. I think when we look at the other opportunities that we've got for redesigning some of the neighboring properties, which would even add more opportunities for more efficient parking and better usage of space, I think that the efforts that this developer and the owner of this property put into this meets the criteria and needs of what our vision for this community is, and I think it should be approved.
Thank you, Scott. Anyone else that we have a problem? Yes, that's it.
I just want to point out that the parking concerns from the previous meeting were not really changed. I think everything's the same here. What we've just heard is that there's been a request for approval of this based on a, quote, faulty parking requirement. I don't see how it can be faulty if it's what stands. You're looking for variances, I think, already in this plan. I'm just going on record, not where I stand on this project in whole, that I have some concerns, as you know, about the height. Obviously, parking continues. When you reduce the requirement for a dental office based on other communities, that's neither here nor there, in my opinion, and I don't know that we're effectively addressing staff as well as the patients in number to reduce that. I'm confused about the number that was just presented. If it's 16 or what it's lacking in three, I don't know where the numbers added up there. So my point is regarding, is it adequate giving this space for staff and for patients? And regarding revenue, I think that's always a question for me when projects, not necessarily this one, but others receive so much in terms of grants and tax abatements and brownfields and all of that, that, you know, teasing us with revenue for the city isn't necessarily a valid point. I don't know if it applies in this case at all, but it certainly does when we're setting precedents for this revisioned district that has been amended in the last couple of years to include this multi-use high density. Further, the housing that the people have requested in this is not affordable housing, as it was made clear in the last meeting, and even here, I think the architect has just presented that this wasn't affordable housing, and therefore their one-story plan was what they are wanting to move ahead with at this time. Be aware, be mindful that this housing that we're supposed to be solving here once again is not
the affordable housing that's desperately needed in this community. Thank you. Ward Collins with 1209 Wildwood. And again, I guess I just want to reiterate that I think this property is way too valuable to put a single-use, single-story building on it. There is housing needed in this town. Of all types, and I think a multiple use of a dentist office and housing is very appropriate. I think the parking area has been addressed both from private point of view and from public housing or public parking. I think there's a lot of public parking all across the downtown area, and I don't really think that ought to be an issue in this decision. Thank you.
Michael Kane, Boyne City City Manager, 852 Deer Run Drive, Boyne City. The packet that I provided you from the earlier topic, I think all applies again here as well, too. For those who have been having discussions about housing for the last few years, and that Housing Solutions Task Force is working on, I think everybody can echo what Rose said earlier, and I think a couple other people have commented. There are shortages of housing in all varieties here. This is not affordable housing that they're talking about at this location. This is attainable housing. We have people of good incomes. I have police officers that cannot find housing in this community that have to go elsewhere. We're not talking about we just need low and moderate income housing. We need it at all levels. This helps fill one of those levels. And by addressing all of these levels, we address the housing shortage that not only exists in Boyne City. This is an issue that we're making up. This is a regional issue. This is a state issue. It's a national issue. But Boyne City is taking the lead in trying to address it and encouraging people to fill those gaps wherever they exist. With regards to parking, I did mention shared parking, which is mentioned in the parking study, which is available online for everybody to take a look at, as are all those studies that I referenced. We are encouraging sharing parking, but that doesn't mean, and I don't think I stated, or if I did state it, I apologize for stating it. We're not saying, and I'm not saying, that anybody has to give up their private parking for anybody else's use. If they want to do that, and we can encourage them to do that, that's fine as part of an agreement. The people that put parking on their sites is their parking for their uses. Whether it's a Boyne Area Medical Center dealing with their customers, whether it's this proposal, whether it's any other proposal, we cannot do anything, and we're not trying to do anything without anybody else's agreement. We have parking on North Lake Street that was significantly used for the old Roberts restaurant that is now available. We have parking at this facility that is available for all. That's the way you get the efficiencies out of the system, by everybody working together. Where it's downtown or more at the periphery, like we are right now as well, too. You aren't here to worry about setting precedent, because I don't believe you are setting precedent. If you're doing your jobs right, you're looking at the facts that are being presented to you and analyzing them on a case-by-case basis. And the case-by-case basis with regards to parking, as it's verified by independent outside facilitators, with no pressure or no guidance from anybody here in this organization, says there is no shortage. Maybe down the road, if we have all sorts of new development, as the study says, we should continually analyze that. But the situation is now there is no parking shortage in Boyne City, as stated by these independent outside assessments. I would consider you to take a look, based on the information that's presented to you, our own community-wide studies that have been done, with the help of outside experts in these areas, to augment our skills. Look at what they say and what they tell you. And I believe if you look at this all, you will approve this plan as presented. Thank you.
At this time, I'm going to close it to the public. I'm open to the board. We had talked about how the regulations of the parking in Boyne City are kind of skewed in a strange way. Scott, you had even mentioned that if family families are built today, their parking lot would need to be two-thirds more than what it is now to fit our existing parking requirements. That's basically taking up more of the entire open space if you were to think about more parking. So to say that it's correct is kind of hard, because while that parking lot does get full, everyone can find a spot most of the time, except for maybe 1 month out of the year.
It is recognized in the ordinance that parking in the downtown, there's other factors to consider.
There's availability of public parking. There's compatibility of uses, the shared uses. Those are all kinds of factors. And in recognizing that, the ordinance put a tool into its requirements, allowing you the discretion to consider those factors and give relief where you think it is merited. This is one of those cases where they requested relief and given our analysis of what our requirements are based on lots of other municipalities, there's a strong argument to be made. Our requirements for a dentist's office exceed twice what we should be requiring. And our ordinance recognizes that aspect as well, because there's also a section of the ordinance where you can't create too much parking. You're not allowed to create 20% more parking than you're required to have. So we're also trying to right-size the parking. So I think in this argument, there's a very valid case to be made that the Planning Commission can grant that relief. And when doing that, you can consider nearby public parking as an acceptable use. That doesn't mean that it's dedicated to them. It's still public parking, but it's a factor that you can consider. So with that, thank you very much.
After looking through how different communities figure parking, it was interesting that East Jordan does by per the doc. I mean, how many doctors has to have so many spaces? And then plus one per employee. I thought that was very interesting because obviously a doctor's office with two doctors is going to be different than a doctor's office with one or five. Because you can only service so many people within an hour or whatever. Anything I'd like to add?
I like that. I'm going to go on the record for why I voted the way I did last time we had this opportunity. Is that we're remiss if our ordinance is this flawed. I made my decision based on our ordinance, the way it's written. Okay, because I didn't feel like it was a mixed-use property. It's not like a restaurant and office space where they can offset one another. It was two retail spaces with living, right? You expect that people potentially living in that kind of environment are going to be there all the time. So, and our ordinance called for 16 spaces for this office. So, I agree with this assessment that we may be way, way over, but it's our responsibility then to fix our ordinance.
Absolutely.
Because to the point, I think, of the citizens that have expressed their concerns is that you can't just keep making exceptions and making exceptions. Mm-hmm. If there's a flaw with the ordinance that we're basing our decisions on, we need to fix the ordinance.
Absolutely.
So my point in saying all that on the record is that I'm willing to reconsider my position on this based on this other information, as long as we make a commitment to fix it.
Absolutely.
And I also would like to point out something that Mr. Kane said, which I think is really important, is that I too saw the potential for adding some additional parking on North Street, be it either on the south side where the office is going to be or even on the north side where the bank is,
yep.
Which I think would be a huge, huge asset if the community was willing to go forward with that. Because for me, part of my decision too was we keep talking about these spaces across the street for the city hall and the ones on Lake Street, and I get that. I get that they're within 300 feet. But you have to realize that's Lake Street. And anybody that's ever tried to cross the road with a stroller and two kids across Lake Street, okay, you have to take that into consideration as well.
Absolutely.
And that's partially how I made, came to my decision when we had to vote on this last week.
Absolutely.
So I think that if we are willing to revisit this ordinance and try and fix it, I'm willing to redo my position on it. Mm-hmm. And I also would like the city to seriously consider the idea of adding some of that additional public parking on North Street, where the, you know, where the ability to cross the street is much, much safer than trying to cross Lake Street, especially during season.
Yes.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm in full support of doing the math to make the parking work, so if it's how's that going?
Well, as the ordinance stipulates that you can reduce or waive as much parking as you see fit. So you can waive all the spaces over
what they have if you want. So you could say 21 spaces is adequate as proposed. And
21 spaces, like we talked about through the math, that's still two parking spaces per living, so that's 12. And then 8, and then just the one for the commercial, with the idea that there's other parking available.
Right.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
Can I just ask a general question? Why did we, I don't know when the ordinance for parking came into existence, but is there anything in the parking ordinances? I mean, dentist office apparently seems to be high according to some other municipalities, but as the years pass, properties change from one. Maybe this property is not always going to be a dental office. Maybe it'll be something else. And we've seen that over the years, of course. So
yes.
I guess my point is there anything else out there other than a dental office that would require more parking? Because if we start changing things, well, then it's set in stone and it makes it difficult to change.
Well, those are case-by-case determinations that you can make. And you make exactly that determination when Stiggs took over the railroad office. That was a change in use, a much more intense use. And there, the Planning Commission determined the availability of public parking surrounding that facility adequately met that need. So they didn't require them to add any more parking for that, and they allowed that use to go forward. So this would be a similar kind of situation. If a user comes in and looks at that and there's a big change in use, comes back for your consideration and review. And there may be some other factors that change along with that that you can consider at that time. But right now, you got what is in front of you.
Yeah. I understand that. I guess my position is that if we change things for this property, why wouldn't we change it for somebody else? And we can't continue to do that.
There's a tool put in your ordinance specifically for this consideration, and it gives you parameters to make that decision. It's not a decision that's without rationale. So in each individual case, you have that ability to consider those factors and make a decision. This decision does not affect any other future decisions that you make on any other case. This is on its own merits and to be made on its own facts.
Well, that's it. I think that given the more realistic parking numbers for dental practice, I say realistic, it could be way more. I mean, this practice could be so wildly successful that you might need double parking spots. I don't know. No, I think that given the realistic numbers, and if you look at the day-night requirements, usage requirements, if this parking on-site here is made available for the general public in off hours, it could be really
handy.
Otherwise, you're going to be some kind of enforcement mechanism and you can figure it out. I don't know what we have to do. So you're saying, Scott, we don't have to recommend it to the city commission to fix the ordinance first. We can make...
You have that variance as identified.
Exactly. Just clarifying that. Yeah. I think we would have been in a better position to discuss this as we have tonight, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to discuss this with clarity had we not been subjected to that other proposal that was so far out of the park that it got us all upside down, I think. So that had no variance in reality. So on that basis, I continue to be in favor of this plan as I was the last time.
Okay.
All
right.
I have one thing, Bill.
Yes.
You know, if this was to turn into an office, I was just looking up your ordinance, and it's one parking space for 350 square feet, you know, to address your question without changing use. And that comes out to 7.2 parking spots for this many square feet. So, I mean, it's a reasonable, it isn't like dental at 8 is a small number in compared to another reasonable use for that space.
I mean, if the use changed, it would still come before us. Do you guys have any other questions?
I'm all set.
All right, so at this point, so the only thing really within the...
As you may recall, you
went through most of the criteria, and the parking was where you could not consider approving a waiver. Now, if you can reconsider that, you can do that now. Okay. Are there any motions?
I will move to reconsider that the parking requirements to allow the development to proceed with 21 on-site parking spots.
I have a motion.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, Pat.
Allen?
Yes.
Bissner?
Nay.
Needhammer?
Yes.
Place?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Thank you.
Now, that motion was just to approve the park, the waiver of the park.
You still have
the site plan and the development requirements for the TC bid yesterday. As I stated, we went through most of those design requirements, had a couple recommendations there. So now I'm just even. Site plan requirements.
Okay. I unfortunately do not have that in front of me. Oh. I mistakenly, my packet was just the same copy of the same third story plan. Oh, so.
Yeah.
Here's the thank you. Thank you so much.
I know.
You have to go?
I'm trying to get us through this. So.
Okay, thank you.
I unfortunately will have to step out if we get to a motion on this.
Okay. If you want, and given the discussion you've already had about this plan, you can accept the findings, the draft findings that have been provided to you, and the plan as both with those previous notations about the design requirements. I believe there was something about glazing on the first floor.
I gotta go see
it. Awnings, those kinds of things. Yeah. Okay. There's only just a couple more things left that we did not discuss. I'd like to just go through them rather quickly. Okay. Service access. Service of the alley or designated loading space shall be reserved in the rear of the building. And it says loading from the parking lot. There's nothing changed there. Okay. Landscaping plan will be provided to fit the landscaping. Is that, will we have to say that it will be,
they have one.
We have one.
Yeah, we have one?
They submitted one, yeah.
Oh, so landscaping plan provided. All right, great. And that fits our requirements. Screening, property does not abut residential district, so screening is not an issue.
Just at the dumpster.
Just at the dumpster, which has been shown.
Yes.
Enclosed buildings, all activities will be within enclosed building, so there's nothing in the exterior that's going to be dealt with. So all the rest of that fit the criteria. With the changes that were suggested about the design, the glazing,
on it. One other item is that coordination with the DPW and the water and sewer department.
Yes.
If that sewer sanitary line is relocated, the street is being resurfaced, so we would like to coordinate that work so it's not tearing up a new street. So that would be a condition that they coordinate with those two departments.
Absolutely. All right, does anyone have a motion within this presented for the whole project?
I will make a motion that we approve the site plan as presented with the facts, the finding from staff as our support, with our motion already presented on the parking issue. Is there anything else I need to motion? And with the changes as discussed previously.
Moving in with the sewer, working with
coordinating with the city. And coordinating with city staff to relocate any utilities and to accept the dumpster enclosure as presented. Anything else, Scott?
I have a motion.
I would support it.
I've got a motion and support. Roll call.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Place.
Aye.
Ross?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Bissner?
Nay.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
At this point, you have to...
I have to leave. I'm sorry.
With that, you adjourn the meeting and you can all go on to the other.
I apologize, guys.
Because we have no quorum, I have to adjourn the meeting at this point. Extend my apologies to those that we invited to the meeting. Very sorry. There are a couple we can do about that. Outside of the meeting, can we talk to the people that